the malls, so this it's is true. Our little self-help group today. No, actually, we're going to talk about ice cream. We drove down to Barrie to get away from it all for the afternoon, and we stopped at Georgian Mall to get some Yogurt Fruits. We thought this is a good time to talk about some great ice cream places we've been to, even though Yogurt Fruits doesn't count as ice cream. We've already covered it in the mall food court episode. We thought we'd, you know, it'd be a good springboard from Yogurt Fruits on to really, really tasty ice creams we've had. So where do you want to start? Work our way up from the south?
Sure, we can definitely do that. There is a great place, it's a chain, really, called Cold Stone Creamery.
I believe it's solely an American chain. I haven't seen any up here.
The first time I ever saw it was on the Food Network. It was on one of those, I think it was on Unwrapped.
Yeah, it was on Unwrapped.
And they were talking about different ice cream places.
Cold Stone is just tasty, tasty good. They make all their own ice cream there.
Yeah, and then they mix the chunkies. Mm-hmm. Well, or just, different flavors in.
When you walk in, you get into a long line usually. I've only ever been able to walk into the one in Morgantown once, which is on High Street, without having to wait in line. And you tell them what you want in your ice cream. You pick your flavor and you pick your chunkies. They have pre-made ones together. Mm-hmm. Not already made, but combinations.
Like suggested servings?
Yeah, like combinations
like
on the wall.
Trip.
And it'll have an ice cream flavor and then two or three chunkies that they'll add in for you. Or you can just make your own. I usually got the Coke? Copacabana banana? Was it coconut and banana and something else? So, and they have wacky flavors, so you're gonna feel like an idiot when you order it because the names are really out there. But the staff's always perky when you go in, too.
You have to be to work there.
Yeah.
Because whenever you tip them, they sing.
And they don't just sing like, thank you for the tip. They take
have like
Flintstones and
like
they
parodies.
Change it to something about Cold Stone. So it's interesting. And then they take their chunkies, they take the ice cream, they have a chilled marble slab out, they throw down the ice cream, they put the chunkies in the middle of it, and they have these like spatula-looking scoop things.
They're like spades, technically.
Yeah, and they just mush it all together. They like work at it. I mean, if you work there, you must have forearms of steel after the first week.
The ice cream is pretty hard to begin with, you could tell, because it takes a lot of effort to work it in together.
It's not soft serve, it's like cold and hard and delicious. And then they just
and high butter fat.
Oh yes. And then they just scoop it all into a cup for you and you pay. It's not cheap. You're looking at minimum $5 a person.
But it's gourmet ice cream.
Yeah. It's worth it. Completely worth it. They sell ice cream cakes, which are again hideously expensive. We've never had one, but we've been told they're amazing. Portion size, Cold Stone, that's a five. Aaron gets the big one and he's a happy camper.
That's true.
Of course Aaron also gets the big one after polishing off a meal across the street at Boston Beanery, so
that's true. But the big one is really, really big.
Yeah, I really
recommend.
We
usually only get the small ones.
Or we'd split a medium. We got the big ones once and said, wow, that was a mistake.
Because it's so rich, you don't want to overdo it on it.
Yeah, it's like a one-way trip to gout if you got the big one all the time.
Well, and because somebody's lactose intolerant and then drugged me into the lactose intolerant deficiency, because I lived with her for so long, we didn't buy milk because she was lactose intolerant. I became lactose intolerant, too.
It's a kind of, if you don't use it, you lose it kind of deal. And Sheila didn't use it, so she doesn't, it's not as bad for her.
It's not as bad as it is for her, but we take Lactaid.
And we also know for a fact that the people at Cold Stone Creamery do have a DP dough addiction.
That is true.
Which is unfortunately, at one point, fed the DP dough addiction for Cold Stone. They used to trade back and forth.
You could just see our butts getting bigger and bigger on both sides of the fence there.
She used to come home from work. She's like, we got ice cream again tonight. Like, that's the fourth time this week. I know, it's great. She was living off of ice cream. It was all Cold Stone, so it was even worse for her. But two hearty thumbs up. It's a great establishment. We've only been to the one in Morgantown. My parents have been to the one that used to be up in Cranberry before it closed. And they liked it. Everybody we've ever talked to who's been to other ones have said they've all been good. So it's one that I think, even though it's a chain and chains are heartless and evil, we can make an exception for Cold Stone. And if you see one, you're craving dessert, go check it out. It's totally worth the price and the wait in line to get through.
Yes, definitely. And tip them, because then they'll sing.
Yes. Working your way up the street in Morgantown on High Street, there's another place across the street and closer to the university. What was the name of it?
Was it Tutto Gelato?
Tutto Gelato. It is where the old Dairy Queen used to be before the Dairy Queen moved across the street into that building where the pet store used to be. And the building is now where the Dairy Queen was. It's this gelato place, and it is fantastic. It's the first time I think we ever had gelato, either one of us.
Yeah, I'd never had gelato before. I'd heard all about it. For those of you that don't know, it's Italian ice cream, kind of. I hesitate to say ice cream because it's not really. It's got, was it less butter fat? So it's got a smoother texture.
And it's colder or warmer?
It's served, I think, warmer. So it has a finer crystal structure.
Yeah.
which makes it melt in your mouth easier. And the best way I can describe the difference between, aside from structurally, the difference between gelato and ice cream is that gelato has a much brighter flavor.
Yes.
Because it's got the lower butterfat, you taste the flavors much more intensely. Like the mango is like mango with a capital M, 72-point font.
It's almost like sorbet, but it's not sorbet. It has more of an ice cream texture with a sorbet flavor to it.
Yeah.
And what I always liked about the gelato place was that, besides the cool little cups they put the gelato in, because they would give you these little plastic cups you could take home and wash, and they were great for, like, ketchup and things. But anyway, was if you got one of the non-dairy-sounding flavors, if you got one of the fruit flavors, it was lactose-free.
Yeah. Any of the fruit flavors were lactose-free.
Yes. And their banana tasted like real bananas. It was so good.
I was always torn between getting the pistachio ones or getting the mango ones. Because I love
the pistachio?
Pistachio.
Yes. And the pistachio was, you know, green and looked like pistachio, but it was really good. The mango was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple of the regular flavors when I was armed with lactate. Those were
vanilla
always good.
Really
the vanilla
good
was amazing. And there you can order it by the quart and take it home. We took a quart of vanilla home the one day.
Yeah.
And doled it out in little scoops. It's the kind of thing where you want it in small quantities because the flavor is so intense and it is still very rich. You don't want to overdo it. And they also sold coffee and espresso there too, which I think would be a perfect pairing with the gelato.
And biscotti as well.
And both of these places are on High Street in Morgantown. We'll put links up to them and map links and everything to find them. But great establishments, depending what you're in the mood for.
So move a little bit further north into Pennsylvania?
Move it into Pennsylvania to one of my favorites. It's in Beaver County. It's called Hank's Frozen Custard. It's very close to the Ohio border. I can't really give you exact directions right now off the top of my head for anybody in the area. But if you're in the area, you know Hank's. We'll put some information up again on the website for it. And they make all their own frozen custard. It's a giant stand. It's really a building, but you can still call it like a custard stand. The front half of the building sells food, so you can get like tacos and sandwiches. And their tacos are surprisingly good. You would never think that a custard stand in the middle of western Pennsylvania has a good taco, but they do have really good tacos. And then the back half is where they do the custards. Now, I'm going to default to Sheila's expertise here because I still don't quite understand the difference between custard and ice cream.
A custard is got more egg in it than ice cream. Like, because there's the Philadelphia-style ice cream and New York-style ice cream. And I think it's the Philadelphia one that has eggs in it.
Okay.
But a custard would be a egg, cream, and sugar mixture
instead of just milk.
That would be frozen.
Instead of just milk and sugar and flavorings. Okay.
Yeah, it would have more of a heavier egg.
I've always felt it had a heavier texture and a smoother texture, and that's probably because of the extra fat the egg brings into the party.
The less thin probably makes it smoother.
That makes more sense. I know we saw...
it's emulsified.
I know there's a great Good Eats episode that tells you the differences between all the ice cream types, but I can never keep them straight. I just know that custard's super rich and super smooth and super creamy. Gelato is super bright flavored, and ice cream is just ice cream.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Well, imagine if you took, like, cheesecake batter, could almost be considered a custard, and froze that.
Yeah, okay.
And made it like ice cream.
Well, two of the coolest things I think about Hank's, and Sheila's been there once, I've been there more than a couple times growing up, is, one, when you go there and you kind of poked your head in the window while you're ordering, you can see the machinery in the back churning out the custard, and they're using old school machinery, the original stuff that, you know, they have to do a lot of maintenance to keep the stuff going. And I just am always impressed when I see places using practically antique machinery to keep the same flavor in the custard instead of upgrading.
Yeah, because, you know, as soon as you change that, it's not going to be the same.
Yeah.
It's not going to have the same texture, which means it's not going to have the same flavor.
Exactly. But I just love seeing that working in the back. And literally, you can see the custard coming out of the machines and them scooping it out of the thing. It's that fresh.
Mm.
And then also, they rotate the flavors. They have all the favorites. They always have chocolate, vanilla, strawberry, a couple others in there. And then they'll pick a couple flavors and rotate them out. So you go sometimes, maybe you can get mango or blueberry or something else. I loved it when I'd get lucky and show up and they had banana because they had great banana.
Can you tell Tracy likes banana?
I love banana. Banana is the best. I don't care if it's a fake banana flavor, real banana flavor, it's still awesome. And banana goes so well as an ice cream flavor, and nobody likes to use it. And it just breaks my heart. Because it's like a subtle flavor like vanilla, so you can add a lot of things to it, and it's not going to overpower it, but it's still going to be muted enough to let the other stuff kind of shine, you know? Banana is just, it's the John Adams of the fruit world.
They
it is so overlooked.
Overlooked.
Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Ben Franklin stole all the thunder. They're the chocolate and the vanilla and the strawberry and poor bananas out in the cold. John Adams. It's true.
That's a wonderful historical analogy.
Anyway. So, what did you think of Hanks? I mean, it looks like a giant Dairy Queen when you show up.
Yeah, it was really tasty. To be honest, I've only had it once, so I can't really remember.
Okay.
So you need to take me back.
Okay, well, next time we go see my parents, we'll go get some frozen custard. But if you're going to be in the on the western side of Pittsburgh and you're up for a quick trip out, maybe a 30-minute, 40-minute drive, it's completely worth the trek out there. Now, the next one we're just going to touch on briefly because I see we may have a episode someday actually there and have some guests with us.
Yes.
Is the Penn State Creamery on the Penn State campus. In the main campus in the middle of the state, and it's totally delicious. Some of the best ice cream I've ever had in my life. Sheila has not been there yet.
The only thing that would make it better would be if the cast of Paranormal State was eating ice cream there when I showed up.
You're such a fangirl. So I had a lot of Penn State Creamery ice cream when I went to Governor's School there, which we talked about in another episode, but what makes their ice cream so special is they have a higher fat content in it, and the more fat you put in ice cream, and the lower the air you pump into the ice cream, the better it's going to taste. So slightly higher fat content, a much better ratio of air to cream, so you end up with a richer ice cream, better flavor.
More dense.
Yeah, because they can do it. They're not doing it commercial. They're doing it for the students to learn, and they're doing it for the store that they sell it for, but they're not like a big business trying to make a wad of dough off of it.
No.
So that's why it tastes so good. If you go to Penn State and you've never had the ice cream yet, you're an idiot. Go there now. If you're going to be going
Put the podcast on
pause. Come back after you've had it. If you have, or are going through the area rather, maybe going to a football game, going for a conference, convention, what have you, going to the convention they do in October.
Paracon?
Yeah, if you're going to that, make sure you get ice cream while you're there. We'll be very disappointed in you. And we will know. We will track your IP and we will find out from the creamery if you've been there. No, we can't do that yet. So. Sheila's just looking at me longingly. She's like, I want ice cream now.
Thanks a lot. We spent all our money on tacos and poutine.
Well, you know. So, you're going to move into Sheila's territory now.
Woo! Let's see. There's two big dairies in Ontario. The first one is Kawartha Dairy, and you usually see their little signs up because it's shaped like a strawberry ice cream cone all over the place. Kawartha Dairy ice cream served here. And then the other one is Reed's Dairy, which is I think it's more of a Southern Ontario thing. And they both have really good hard ice cream. Sometimes they have these, the Toonie cones versus $2 for a big ice cream cone. It's delicious. I took Tracy there. What did you think?
I loved it. It was great. That was when I first met her. I thought the ice cream was fantastic. It reminded me of, trying to think what it reminded me of Hershey ice cream, actually.
Yeah.
It reminded me a lot of the
Hershey
brand
ice cream.
Before,
and it's really similar.
And that was when I realized the wonder of Canadian currency, because I said, you know, I don't have a whole lot of cash. Can you pay? And she's like, yeah, sure, no problem. I stuck my hand in my pocket, and I said, all I have left is change. And I pulled my hand out, and I had like $10 in change because of all the toonies and loonies I had. I said, oh, this is actually kind of cool. Never mind, I got it.
Woot!
Yeah. So, yeah, Reed's Dairy was awesome. It reminded me of going to, like, Tasty Freeze after softball games and that kind of thing. Because it has that
kind of
feel to it.
What was the place that we went to in Emlenton?
Oh, it's just some little ice cream stand.
That was really good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's this other place. If you're going up Highway 7 towards Bonaco Provincial Park, there's this place called Havelock. It's a little hamlet. And they have really, really good ice cream there.
Is that where you saw the nuns?
No. I saw the nuns in Oshawa.
Oh.
So I might as well tell the story now. So I'm standing there waiting for the bus, and this giant black Cadillac pulls up with, like, tinted windows, and all the doors open, and, like, 8 nuns pour out of it. It was, like, some sort of, like, nun clown car. And the one starts gassing up the Cadillac, and the rest of them run inside to the gas station. I'm like, well, that's kind of humorous. It's just funny to see nuns out. I don't know why. It's probably because I'm not Catholic, so it's all exotic, and I don't know.
Yeah.
So I'm standing there, still waiting for the bus, and all of a sudden the door flies open and the nuns come pouring out of the gas station. They're all eating vanilla ice cream, and they all jump back into the Cadillac. They hand one cone to the sister that was pumping the gas. She slams the door and they peel off. It was like some sort of weird Like, I felt like I should have been in...
It sounds like the opening of a Quentin Tarantino movie,
yeah,
you know?
For real.
That cracks me up every time.
Like, I really felt like I was in a movie. It was just so surreal.
So, the place in Emlinton. The one thing they had that I've never had or seen anyplace else was a Boston milkshake. Hmm. Remember that?
Yeah, it was like a Boston cream milkshake?
No, it was like a milkshake with a sundae on top.
Oh, I've never seen that.
Yeah, it was like a milkshake with a sundae on top. It was really wild because they have milkshake in the bottom of the glass and then like sundae stuff on the top of it or something. Hmm. It was good.
That whole area is just some, like, a weird kind of pocket of interesting food.
Yeah, it's like a culinary tornado. Stuff just flurries together. I think the first time we ever had a wedgie was at the Pines in Emlinton.
Yeah, that's where they take a cooked pizza crust and they use that to make a sandwich.
Yeah, and then sometimes they toast it so it all kind of mushes together. Oh, it's really good. Fox's Pizza sells wedgies.
Yeah.
If you're in an area where there's a Fox's, like a Western Pennsylvania area, it's totally worth checking out. I always liked a wedgie.
Hmm.
Sounds weird to say I like a wedgie. Sounds like I'm begging some bully to come up behind me and swing me around by my underwear. Now, all the places we talked about, they pretty much make their own ice cream. It's all hard serve. Is that the proper term? Hard serve?
Hard ice cream.
It's all hard ice cream, which means they're scooping it out and dumping it into your cone. We didn't really hit any soft serve places, though there is one that I grew up around that I would like to toss out there. I don't know if it's still there or not. And it was on Merchant Street, downtown Ambridge. I don't remember the corner it's on, but it's kind of at the end where Nationality Days ends. So it's probably like 4th or 5th Street or something. And it's just this little tiny ice cream stand on the corner. Doesn't do anything really special. It's just your run-of-the-mill. Could be a tasty freeze, but it's not. But they're soft serve cones. The first time my parents took me there, I was like a young teenager. My dad's like, oh, let's go get some ice cream. And he's like, get a medium. I'm like, okay. And I had learned my lesson by this point. There's another story about that I will relate shortly, but I had learned to trust my father. When he says, get a small or a medium, I'm going to get a small or a medium. And I get a medium, and they come out around the corner with this soft serve vanilla cone that I am not making it up. The ice cream over the cone must have been almost 8 to 10 inches. And my dad's like, yeah, the larger's bigger than that. Yeah. And my jaw just drops.
How could
it was
you
like
even
$2 for the cone. I don't know.
It was
huge.
Falls over.
Because you figure a regular from Dairy Queen, a medium from Dairy Queen's like, what, 4 inches over the cone, if that? This was almost double that. And it was good soft serve ice cream. It's not bad soft serve, but it's, some people look down their nose at soft serve. I think it has a place, you know. Some days you're in the mood for that.
Does Hank's take,
Hank's, I want to say, is cash only.
Cash only?
I want to say it's cash only.
Reed's and Kawartha, generally, because it varies from location to location, are cash or debit.
Yeah.
The gelato place?
Gelato place was cash and debit. We were able to use our Visa check card there.
Cold Stone is cash and debit
and Visa and all that good stuff. None of these places that we're aware of do take checks. Penn State Creamery, I have not been there in so long. I want to say they're probably cash and probably debit by now, too. Well, they're definitely cash.
They're probably debit by now, too.
But check ahead of time or, you know, take $20 out before you go. Price-wise, they're all fairly reasonable for what you get. All of the places we discussed, the portions are decent. Like, if you go to the gelato place, you get the large, you're going to end up with a mound of gelato. You're going to founder yourself on it. Because gelato just seems to expand in your stomach. But none of these places skimp on the serving sizes, so you won't have to be afraid of that.
I just thought about that time we went to Eaton Park and we ordered dessert that sundae that we ordered.
Cookie Fudge Fantasy? Didn't come with any fantasy. I was disappointed.
Yeah.
It didn't even look like the picture the one time. Like, usually it came out with the cookie propped up on the side. It looked like the picture. And we ordered it with extra fantasy that day. And I guess we kind of made the lady angry because it came out with, like, the cookie on a plate with a mound of ice cream on it. And we're like,
oh. We actually asked for extra fantasy. And she was like,
I guess she gets that all the time and she wasn't entertained.
And stomped off, came back, threw it on the table.
Yeah.
Eyeballed us.
And, oh, totally not related to ice cream, but related to why I trust my father when he says get a smaller medium. When I was a teenager, I went and helped him once with the algebra contest. So we were up in Pittsburgh by Pitt campus.
Nerd.
My dad's the nerd. I just got forced to help, you know.
So sidekick of nerd.
He took me to the O for lunch. And the O is a hot dog and pizza place right off the Pitt campus, college campus.
Why is it called the O?
I have no idea. It stands for the original.
Oh.
I don't know any history of the place. I just know they have really good pizza and hot dogs and french fries. And I was a stocky lass of 13 or 14, I think, at the time. Maybe 15 at the most. and I could eat the world. I thought I could eat the world. I ate a lot. And we're in line. My dad's like, okay, we'll get a large pizza. And they had these little fry baskets up on the wall. And the small looked like a small fry basket. The medium looked like a medium fry basket. And the large looked like, you know, something you get a sandwich in. I'm like, it looked like normal sizes. He's like, well, how hungry are you? I said, well, I'm starved. I haven't eaten since breakfast. I've been running around for you all day. He said, okay, we'll get a medium fry. And I just look at my father, like, a medium fry? What are you going to eat? He's like, trust me, it'll be enough. So we're standing in line, and I'm still kind of grumbling over the medium fry, small fry thing. And this guy walks by with what looks like, really it looks like he's just holding a pile of fries, like 2 pounds of fries with his bare hands. Because the fries have so eclipsed the fry basket at this point. It just looks like it's hovering in midair over his hand, and he walks by. My dad's like, yeah, that's a medium. So now,
so obviously they shoot it with an anti-gravity gun to make it stay in place.
Yeah, well, they're not string cut, but they're like string cut curly kind of fries. So they all tangle together and stay in the basket by their own like weight. It's like a basket of crabs. They're all pulling themselves back into the basket somehow. The French fries have achieved sentiency.
I've got a big bag of crabs here. I'm going to put them in my mouth, oh yes. I'm going to run around the town on a market day. Everyone look at me and say, I've got a mouthful of crabs.
She'll post the link to that. But that's why I now trust my father when he says, Tracy, you get the small or the medium. So
it's your fault for mentioning the crabs.
Yes. But it does. It just kind of like hover. It pulls itself together as this like little black hole in the middle of the fries that have collapsed under its own weight.
It's the antimatter that they drop in before they shovel the fries in.
Oh, but they're good fries, really good pizza. It's a nice greasy college place. You check it out if you're at Pittsburgh, Pitt campus. If you're a Pitt student, again, it's just like Penn State. If you haven't been there yet, what's wrong with you?
We should do a show about college food.
Well, I think we've already done college food as we talk all the time. The hazard of living in a college town for so long.
Why don't you throw in John's? That you're going to talk about.
So I'm going to do college food? Yeah, I guess I'll just throw that on. So this episode's now about ice cream and greasy college food. Place in Edinburgh, John's Pizzeria. John's Pizza and Wildwood Wings or something. Just John's Pizza is what we all called it, or order from John's. And they were, it was one of only a couple little mom and pop places in Edinburgh that you could order pizza from that would deliver. And they had the most amazing chicken fingers and fries. You used to be able to order, it was like, 3 or 4 huge chicken fingers, really well breaded, perfectly fried, and you get like almost a pound of waffle fries with it. And back in the, you know, the mid-90s, late 90s, it was like $5. It's probably $6 or $7 now, but still, it was an amazing deal, and they had the best ranch ever.
I know, fries. We actually ordered from there one time when we were up in Erie visiting guys. I think we got a chicken parmesan sandwich, and it was awesome.
Oh, good greasy college food. It's the kind of thing you want when you're drinking or after you've been drinking, you need to get the booze out of your system the next morning. Nice big greasy serving of John's chicken fingers
grease.
Fries. They had really good calzones too. I used to order those. They were huge. I used to order them and cut them in half. And even my giant appetite at the age of like 19 could only eat half and put the other half in the fridge. So good stuff. So anything else you want to add about delicious, delicious ice cream? I don't think we need to cover Yogurt Freeze. We've already did that one.
I have no
desire to cover any of the major ice cream chains because they're just not as
good.
They're there.
There's Baskin Robbins. There's Dairy Queen. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Zwei Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
And go get some ice cream from the Penn State Creamery. Now, we're waiting. Go, go, go. Are you back yet? Did you like it?
Okay, that's fast.
We hope you enjoyed the Zwei Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.